USA News update. Amid a long-running conflict over pay, pensions, safety, and more, daily workers did not show up for work today at the largest terminal at the port of Long Beach, California. Experts say it would take about 4 days to create a crippling backlog of containers coming in and out. Searchers now believe they have found the last victims from the partial collapse of an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Three bodies were pulled from the wreckage today. This on the same day of the first lawsuit. It alleges that the city of Davenport and the building's owners knew of the dangers. One in, one out. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed papers with the Federal Election Commission ahead of his official presidential announcement on Wednesday. But New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he's a no. He posted on Twitter and wrote in the Washington Post he will not seek the nomination. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.